today we're going to pray for growth, both internally and in the believer, and externally with the results of renewed passion to share our faith and see the lost come to know the Lord. We're going to pray for San Bernardino County churches and ministries, specifically your church and the churches in your community, to experience growth and revival. That we would have an excitement for the things that God loves, a compassion for those in the world that need to hear the good news about what God did through his son, Jesus. Father, we are lifting up our church and others in our community to see growth and revival. We pray that a revival that only you, God, can get the glory, not man-made, with a hunger and thirst for the things of you, Lord, to increase. Habakkuk 3, Lord, we have heard of your fame. We stand in awe of your deeds. We repeat them in our day and our time. We make them known, and in wrath we remember mercy. We ask you, Father, for a fresh outpouring of the Spirit of holiness upon the church that results in people making things right with you, Lord, and with others. Your people shall be willing in the day of your power and the beauty of holiness from the womb of the morning. You have the dew of your youth, Psalm 110. For a reverence and fear of you, Father God, that would keep believers from intentional sin and cause unbelievers to go, wow, you really love the Lord. Because we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. And let us work toward complete holiness because we fear God. God, we ask for a fresh outpouring of your spirit of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that would increase growth and how to manage it. Oftentimes we forget that, Lord. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and shall give him quick understanding. We ask, God, for a boldness to always proclaim the gospel in all circumstances. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, Acts 4:29. We ask, God, for a conviction and revelation of your love on the lost, resulting in a massive harvest of souls, that they would see your great love for them. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? We pray people will ask believers, what do we need to do? And then lastly, we pray for an awakening to those attending church but not participating, those saying they're believers but not doing anything, that there would be a result by this move of an awakening of more surrendered lives that would be active in worship and the work of the ministry. In Joshua 24:15, that they would say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen.